You may have heard of Venerable Mary of Jesus of Agreda, mystic, writer, and spiritual daughter of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Through divine revelation, she was shown heavenly mysteries of angels, of creation, and of the sacraments that heal the human soul. Among the most profound was a vision of what happens when a soul receives the sacrament of confession, the moment when divine mercy meets human weakness. Mary of Agreda described the soul before confession as a temple covered in dust, its beauty veiled by the weight of sin and forgetfulness of God. She saw that every sin, even the smallest, leaves a wound upon the soul, a shadow that dims the light of grace within. Yet, even in its misery, God does not turn away. He calls the sinner back, tenderly, patiently, waiting for the soul to open its heart once more. In a vision, Mary saw the soul that approaches confession with true sorrow, surrounded by angels of mercy. They kneel beside it as it confesses, interceding for forgiveness. She described that at the moment of sincere contrition, Christ Himself leans toward the soul, covering its wounds with His precious blood. The soul begins to brighten, the chains of sin loosen, and what was once dark becomes luminous with hope. In that instant, Mary of Agreda saw the heavens open, grace poured down like a river of light. The soul, once clouded, now shone like a crystal cleansed by divine fire. She wrote that even the angels gaze with wonder at the transformation. How quickly divine mercy rebuilds what sin has destroyed. Every confession, she said, is like a new resurrection, a soul rising from death into life. After confession, Mary saw the soul clothed in garments of light, crowned with new grace, and guarded by angels. She described that the demons who once clung to that soul flee in terror, unable to bear the brilliance of grace that now shines within it. In her revelations, the Blessed Virgin Mary taught Mary of Agreda the importance of frequent confession, not only to cleanse the soul of grave sin, but to refine it continually in humility and love. Mary wrote that no act brings greater joy to heaven than a contrite heart returning to God. Each confession renews the friendship between Creator and creature, and the soul becomes again a living mirror of divine mercy. She taught that through this sacrament, the soul returns home, cleansed, renewed, and once again radiant with the light of God.